BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Tuesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Innuendo Bingo features Britain's Got Talent winners Calabro. The legs were out, as you can see on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. The video's there. And Chris took it in the face from all five of them. I'm concerned that I'll start doing weird accents during our Alternative World Cup commentary on Friday. I've also got a great new follower on Twitter. We announced how many downloads my World Cup song with Five Sauce got, and it's Fat Tuesday with Charlie Slaw.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, normally I'd be really jealous of people like Sammy, who's tweeted us saying that they are sunning it up in Turkey at the moment with Radio 1 on the hotel Wi-Fis, or as they say in France, Wi-Fi. And Martin in Cumbria, who's on holiday in Gran Canaria, normally in Cumbria, loving listening to Radio 1 poolside. Don't care, because it's actually quite warm here today. And in some parts of the UK, sunny. Obviously, now I've said that, there will be people texting and going, oh, it's raining where I am. And you can't please everyone, do you know what I mean? But it's sunny in a large part of the UK.
It's sunny around Scott, and that's the main thing in his life, isn't it? If it's sunny around Scott, that's his world sorted. That so is the world, isn't it?
I do apologise if it is raining where you are.
I mean, I think right now it's storming in Scotland.
Oh, yeah, but that's Scotland. I was there on Saturday doing a little DJ set at Musselburgh Racecourse. It was peeing it down. No one cared.
There's weather warnings issued in parts of the UK.
Do apologise
to this in front of me. But as long as it's sunny around you, Scott,
I was
going
to suggest everyone just slap some sun cream on today and make it feel like you're on holiday. Just sniff yourself, but don't if it's a thunderstorm where you are.
No, I don't know. If you do that where it's thundery, doesn't it just make you still feel summery? Even if the weather's awful, sunscreen does sort of make you... It does smell of summer.
I may have applied a little bit this afternoon. Right, coming up, DJ Fresh, new track, which is called Make You Bounce. Also, Bastille and George Ezra. And Calabro, winners of Britain's Got Talent. This is the surprise that I was teasing you with yesterday. They are on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Keen?
Very keen.
Now, what I'm saying is, because there's five of them, I suggest that you just sit there and then each one takes it in turn. So they queue up, one goes... And then spits you in the face, leaves, the next one comes. So, like, it's just a lineup of people, and you just take it in the face from all five.
Okay, so we're just going to go through them all, basically, rather than just have one or two.
Yeah, I think each one in turn.
Fair enough.
Until we get bored. So that's at 1:45. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website, Calabro, playing Innuendo Bingo today. Also, I know that you really do want to sing with them.
I mean, I love that.
You're keeping it quiet, so... They can actually hear us in the live lounge now, so put it out there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, you can't win. Some people are sweating out. Some people are getting weed on by rain.
Apparently it's boiling in Scotland now.
Not in Wales. We've got a new thing that we don't like. After, you know, sometimes little things niggle me, like when people say bubbles when they mean champagne. Do I have some bubbles? Or when they, what's the other one that I really don't like?
The word moist?
No, but yeah, more like wifey. Hate that.
A hubby.
Hubby. Also not good. We found a new one and we're agreed on this one. A lot of people tweeting today. Phew, it's so hot here in the Costa del Watford.
Yeah.
Ah!
Don't put Costa del beforehand.
Do not.
Just because it's a sunny day, you don't need to put Costa del Grimsby.
18 degrees, Costa del Bradford.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, correct, Michael. I do also hate it when people incorrectly spell en route. Thank you for reminding me of that slight problem I have with that. It's not O-N, is it?
I'm enjoying the variations on this now. Someone's texting saying it's hot here in Plymouth.
I like people in Derby that call it Darbados.
Yeah, Josh.
I don't know. I don't like it. Do I? I don't like it.
Red hot in Costa del Telford.
That's not even a thing.
And it's 20 degrees here in Playos del Middlesbrough.
All right. Monte Darlo. Shout out to them as well.
That's great.
From Emily, who's there at the moment. Glad it's hot.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Costa del Shrewsbury, hello. Abba Napa, that's Aberystwyth. Doesn't even work.
Ponte Carlo.
Ponte Carlo Pontefract. Sarah and Josie. Scorching in Chibetha. That's Chichester. Chai.
Shout out Sam and the Leicester del Sol.
If we could only be alone, we could do everything. James in Waybeatha, Weymouth.
Tom in Skeg Vegas.
Skeg Vegas, yeah. DJ Fresh, Make You Bounce on BBC Radio 1. This is Scott Mills. Okay, so we've got Richard, Michael, Matt, Thomas and Jamie from Calabro coming in to play Innuendo Bingo. Like, there is five of them. You're going to get proper wet today.
I'm up for it today. I mean, yeah, as you said, the weather in this part of the UK anyway is quite nice. It would be nice to be cooled down.
You feel a bit hot?
Also, they're quite legendary. I've been watching videos of them last night. They're really good. Nothing dodgy. I know that sounded dodgy. Well,
not gay or out, but
no,
yeah.
I just mean they're really nice good lads at what they do.
Oh. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Here are Calabro. Hello, guys.
Hello.
How are you?
Amazing. We can't believe we're here. It's just the incredible feeling. I can't believe we're the winners of Britain's Got Talent.
What?
Thank you for having us.
Yes, you are. And I saw on your Twitter earlier, you're like, I'm going on Innuendo Bingo today with Scott Mills. We are living the dream. I mean, probably better things have happened.
Definitely
not.
Not yet. It's not really taken off, really.
What happens? Because, like, obviously, if you're the winner of X Factor, then the deal is like a record deal. You get money, yes, and you also get to perform for the Queen. But like, what is the next thing that happens for you? Do you go into lots of meetings and people go, "We want you." Well, we want you as well. No, we want you as well.
I think it's safe to say we're in talks at the minute. We can't say with whom or what for, but we're in talks and it's really exciting.
So you are being scouted. I mean, there's something on the table.
I think with the level of exposure we had, we are.
Yeah.
We are in talks.
I think you guys could take over.
Yeah.
Like,
the world.
And it looked like Cal was well keen on you guys as well.
See.
Like,
you
know when you look at Simon Cowell and his eyes are wide, and you know when he stands up and claps, that's always a good sign. But then you can see the money in his
you
eyes.
You can see the pound signs going through.
Did you see him roll his eyes in the audition?
Yeah.
Yes. Did see that.
Rude. But then rolling of the eyes followed by four standing ovations is... It's fine, mate.
It's all right.
It's all right, yeah.
And also, rather be him than rolling his eyes than the... Do you remember the girl that rolled her eyes before Susan Boyle's audition?
Oh, she got a lot of stick. She got so much stick for that.
I don't know who that is, but...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a girl. Even if you watch it now, she's like, oh, God. And then it's like, I dreamed a dream. It's like, oh, gutted love. Don't roll your eyes, ever, if you're in the audience, is my tip. So you're going to play Innuendo Bingo today. It's a big week for you. Winning Britain's Got Talent, Innuendo Bingo. You're aware of the game, you know what happens.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Obviously, there's five of you guys and only one of Chris. Normally, it's just a one-on-one experience. So I thought what we do today is we'll do it standing up and we'll just take it in turn. So if almost you're in a queue lining up and then Chris will just take it in the face from each of you.
Bring it.
Oh, yeah.
Each one. Is that all right?
Yeah.
I think that's quite a nice way to go about this, actually.
Yeah.
Like, make sure everyone's involved. It can be like your initiation.
Amazing.
Talking of which, whilst you're here, is there any chance like you'd want another member? I mean, I thought maybe I could join you guys.
Are you hinting?
We're actually going to say that.
The thing is, right, Chris has a newfound love of, well, in particular, Les Mis.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I don't know why, but it's not like you, really.
Well, how did you lads get into it?
We've always loved Les Mis,
just, I think Amdram stuff, you know, local stuff. We've always done musical theatre. Actually, Les Mis was my first... Amdram production I did when I was 9 years old, so it's been there through most of our lives with family and stuff like that. But no, it's a cracking musical. I'm glad we got another fan in here.
Well, with that said, I only discovered it fairly recently, and then what I would do is I would listen to the songs and then I would try time it. It's generally when I'm on a train, so what I would try do is as the doors opened, I would try to find the most epic moment of the song to sort of
makes the door opening seem much more epic.
Yeah, man.
Is there anything that you could do like right now with him involved, even if it's like if he's just in it for a tiny?
What's your favourite line from Les Mis? And we'll sing it with you if you want.
What's the one that goes, "One day more"? Can I?
That'll be one day more then.
Can I start like that and then you guys carry on?
Is that possible? So they start and then finish you off?
Maybe.
At the end. No. And then, right, so they finish
early.
How should we do this? Should I start and then you guys just crack on?
Okay. Well, they haven't practiced it.
Let's just see how this goes.
Fine.
One day more.
Another day, another destiny.
Yes.
This something road to Calvary. Nice. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time. One day more.
Yay! Wow. Sixth member.
Do you feel like you're in the band for a minute there?
That was wicked, man.
Are you called a band?
Hey, yeah, we're a band.
Musical theatre boy band.
Yeah. Boy band. Wow.
Boy band with a twist.
Love that. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, so everyone's lined up and we are ready to play today's Innuendo Bingo with winners of Britain's Got Talent Calabro. Oh, this looks good on the camera.
It's weird. Woo. I think it's weird.
Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The lads are dressed for summer. Everyone is actually. Stay. The legs are out. The shorts are out. By the way, who is the best judge? I know you can't really tell me, but like, who's the nicest one to you on the show? I always ask.
Actually, Simon was really nice.
Yeah. I bet he was. Yes. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1 right now if you want to see Calabro playing Innuendo Bingo. There's five of them and one of Chris. So this is going to be great. Let's go.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
I'm actually
take the back as much as you want, mate.
as much as you want in your mouth. I mean,
full mouth.
So who's going first?
Tom.
Tom's going first for people that aren't watching.
All of it.
Just like literally fill your cheeks,
Let's
Tom.
Let's give it a go, mate.
Okay. Give it a go. Remember, Chris does this twice a week, so he's quite used to it. Look how much he's taken there, see? And my tip is to go for the face. All right, there is a bin, but there's no real point. It's just for show. Okay, so here we go. First, we're going to Emmerdale on today's Innuendo Bingo with Calabro. Now, we often visit Emmerdale. Everyone all right there? Also, there's a no-hands rule, remember? If it comes out, it goes out. The villagers at Emmerdale are all full of praise for a young lad called Eric, although the man at the end of this clip seems to be particularly impressed.
I know I told you to reach for the stars, but I didn't expect you to take it literally. And I'm gonna miss it. Almost worth cancelling me holiday.
Yeah, well, I'm a sad admirer, spunk, Eric.
Oh, okay. So what's also happening here is the rest of Calabro are being caught in the crossfire slightly. It's the first time. The first time it hits, it's quite a shock. The water is quite cold. Thanks very much to Emmerdale there.
Yeah, well, I'm a sad admirer, spunk, Eric.
Tony in Runcorn heard that happen. Okay, who's next, please?
Jamie.
Jamie's next. Now, for Jamie's bingo, we're going over to the weekend's Canadian Grand Prix. And this commentator really knows Lewis Hamilton very well.
Putting that little bit of pressure on him.
Yeah, and Hamilton always says he loves to come from behind.
Oh, this is a good one.
This is silly.
We had so many emails about that one. Thank you to absolutely all of you who got in touch. There's too many to mention.
Yeah, and Hamilton always says he loves to come from behind.
Okay, now we're going over to... Who's next? Matt's next. Over to David Dickinson's Real Deal for you, Matt.
Keep the line going.
And this poor contestant has had some very disappointing news. But it's all right, because David Dickinson's got an idea for a way that they could both cheer up, really.
You're going home with £63, so bit of a blow.
Thank you, Helen, for that one.
Welcome to the game.
Oh, I'm very happy to be here.
Who's next? Who's next?
Richard.
Just for people that aren't watching. Richard's next with our favourite clip from last week.
He's not very wet.
You got to get him right.
You are. Right.
Over to Springwatch.
Oh, no.
I don't know whether you've watched that. It's a great show. Great show. They do everything on there. The Beavers. I watch those a lot. You know what it's like. Yeah. Owls, sometimes. The odd owl. Top fact here from Chris Packham on Springwatch. I did not know this. You ready? Here we go.
Now, when it comes to quirky tits, nothing beats the Scandinavians. Take a look at this.
Yes! Straight in the face there for Chris. Chris, how you doing?
I'm all right.
When it comes to quirky tits, nothing beats the Scandinavians.
Okay, who's next?
Michael.
Michael. You ready, Michael?
Chuck us a bit more water.
Literally.
I'm going to wait till the last minute to put it in. That sounds awful.
Over to you, Bolivia, next, for an episode of The World's Most Dangerous Roads. And here, late one night, Raimondo from the team surprises the natives.
To round off the night, Raimondo gets out his charango.
Oh, Raimondo.
What?
His charango.
To round off the night, Raimondo gets out his charango.
Yeah. Mike, email that to me. If you've got any, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send them in. Who's next?
Oh, we're going round.
Yeah, we're going round.
We're going round again. Right, let's give it a go.
This is amazing, says David in Hendon, watching for the first time.
I'm not standing in Hendon.
Also, Holly is listening, loving it. And Lisa's watching online just to see her faves collaborate. Okay, over to Annie Mack now on BBC Radio 1. And Annie's got some really good advice for anyone who's a bit bored at their desk.
Just get your phone out. If you're in college, if you're in work, just do a sneaky one under the desk.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Just do a sneaky one under the desk.
Encouraging people to watch the Live Lounge show, of course.
Oh, no.
Who's next?
Jamie,
again. Thanks, Jack in Scotland, for that Annie Mack one. Okay, now we're back to Dickinson's real deal.
Thirsty, mate. Yeah, we're getting through it, aren't we?
It's quite wet down there now, isn't it? Dickinson's real deal, and another contestant with a bit of a tricky problem. Although I'm not sure a TV show is really the best place to talk about this.
I'm afraid I can't get my mouth round this. It's defeated me.
Really? So why? Because it's just huge.
It's just,
I mean,
it's too long.
Okay, more water, please.
It's just so wet, this one. Bring it out, mate.
I need out the way.
Water?
Right then, here we go.
Okay, Matt. Still on real deal.
I can't get my mouth round this.
Shall I give it a blow? See what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no hands.
Shall I give it a blow? See what happens.
Yeah. Yes, straight in the face for both parties. Okay, we've got one more. So who wants to take it?
Who wants to do the next one? Go on.
I'll take this one.
You got out lucky.
You said we were drying off.
Oh, yeah, cheers.
Okay, here we go.
Right then.
The last bit there was about a big mouth organ, of course. Thanks to Helen for spotting that one. She had a great time watching that episode. Okay. Handshakes are on. And finally, over on Magic, Dr. Fox has made a bit of a... Chris? Chris may have heard this one before.
He doesn't.
It's a good one, this.
It's called his mouth.
I'll hold it together, Chris. So it's over to Magic. Come on.
Come on.
And Dr. Fox has made a little bit of a mistake, but it's okay because... Sorry. Here we go. Come on.
Let's go.
It's okay, because Dr. Fox's co-host is here to help. Here we go.
Very sparkly.
Not really, was it? Sorry, I can't do much to change what's happening.
It's not a huge amount different from the way you did it before, to be fair. But thank you for trying to ease my cock up. It's 8:45. Good morning, it is. Magic breakfast. Now, Willie...
Oh, and that was a game and a half of innuendo bingo. Thank you. Thanks very much, Calabro. You were awesome. Thank you. Fives all round. Listen, good luck with those talks, and I know that something big will be happening soon.
Thank you very much.
And well done for the weekend. Thanks for being on. Calabro today on Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio.
I'd just say thank you to everyone that listened live to the making of the perfect football single, me and Five Sauce, last night. It was on at 9 o'clock on Radio 1, my documentary. A lot of tweets, actually. I mean, obviously, there were a lot of people watching David Beckham's gap year on BBC One, which... I mean, was there any drama in that? Did any snakes eat him or anything?
No, we all know, like, there was never any danger, was there?
No, I mean, did you see it?
They're saying that you didn't get eaten by any snakes either in your ones.
I didn't promise to, though.
True that.
I think a branch hit him on the head at some point. It was a highlight. Did you watch it?
The David Beckham one? No, because I was listening to the documentary, as promised.
Were you, though?
I had the radio on whilst I was watching the David Beckham thing. Mm. That's good, right?
True. I've known you. I know that's not true. But the good thing is you can listen on the BBC iPlayer radio app. That's the easiest way to get it. Listen again. You missed the documentary last night. It was on at 9 o'clock on Radio 1. The making of the football song with me in 5 Seconds of Summer. So if you're a Five Sauce fan, get into your life. Get that in your life. BBC iPlayer radio app is for you. Let me take
you. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
That moment when you realise that it's actually Fat Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
I know.
Oh, that happens every time. It sneaks up on me.
Oh, so Charlie Sloth's going to be here in just over an hour, and he's going to be playing Real or No Real. Love the Sloth.
Mm, great stuff.
Alicia Keys and Empire State of Mind, part two. Hey, you know that that pub that we sometimes go to in the summer because there's the outside bit?
Yeah, is that all back on now?
It's back on, and guess who else are back on? Saw them last night.
Oh, who?
It's the summer barrier, please.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, the line people. Yeah.
So you can't go over that line. Well, where are you when it's like -5 in January? You don't seem to be outside the pub, but now it's summer. All right, get back behind the line, please. Get back behind the line with that drink.
So vicious about the line as well. 1 foot over the line.
Oi, there's a line there. Get behind it.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you again. Get back behind the line.
Get behind the line. Go on. And make sure you leave quietly as well. So they're back on. Just thought I'd let you know. Like, as soon as it goes above, like, 20 degrees.
This is what I'm saying. It's lovely having the sun, and I'm not going to moan about it too much, but as soon as the sun starts, you get bites, you get burns, and you get people telling you to stay behind the line in
Don't
the pub.
Don't be moaning about summer.
Just saying.
Don't be moaning about it.
Just saying.
Anyway, hi to the Barry Police. You know who you are if you're listening. In particular, that nice, pleasant lady that always...
Oh, it's not her again, is it?
She's back. She's back for year two. Yeah. A bit like only on New Year's Eve where the most Ming pub that you can ever find in your town suddenly has bouncers on the door. It's like, not for the other 364 days. Radio 1 rocks is this week. I'm enjoying it. Are you? Download, one of the biggest rock festivals in the UK, is on this weekend. There's so many people who text in every time we play one of these tracks that you wouldn't normally hear on daytime Radio 1. Just so many fans saying it's great to hear them on in the daytime. So we continue tonight from 7 o'clock with Zane and Dan P. Carter, live from the BBC's Maida Vale studios. They will have live sets from Lower Than Atlantis, live. Mallory Knox and Marmoset. Sets, S-E-T-S,
Sorry.
Live sets of rock music. Right. Then from midnight, it's The Punk Show with Mike Davis. He's got interviews with The Offspring. And also a Maida Vale session from Pups. A lot of rock for you. And it continues all across the week as well. One of these rock acts playing live set with Zane and Dan P. Carter tonight are Lower Than Atlantis. They are also Radio 1's track of the day. Let us know what you think of this track. It's Here We Go on Radio 1.
Radio 1 rocks! Go. A giant now he sits. The Scott Mills Daily.
This lot are from the rock capital of the UK, Watford. And that is Lower Than Atlantis, recorded in their own studio, their new album, which is self-titled. It's called Lower Than Atlantis, and this is Here We Go. It was Zane Lowe's hottest record in the world. Now, you know me, I'll be honest. Rock isn't my favourite genre of music, but I actually think that's really good.
These guys are legends, seriously. And actually, just looking at pictures, as a group of lads, they're actually quite well turned out for a rock group.
Right, okay. Well, like yesterday we said that the band that will be on Zane and Dan P's show will probably be in some dirty van.
Yeah.
And now you're saying they're quite turned out well for a rock group.
No, I'm just
group.
Saying, look, they made an effort. That's what Watford type are like. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
See what I mean? Well turned out lads.
Yeah, they're going down Oceanas after this, aren't they?
Gentlemen.
They are, though, look. They've done their hair.
Gentlemen.
We've got that... shirt on with the potential for the top button to be done up.
More talent from Watford there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, guess what? Some brilliant news.
What's that?
Fuse ODG is following me on Twitter.
No way.
Yes, I found out yesterday.
What hero?
Fuse ODG is following me.
Oh, I wish Fuse ODG was following me.
How good is that?
Blazing.
It's
blazing.
I'm so pleased. I don't know why. It just really gave me like a little lift yesterday afternoon. I clicked on his Twitter, as I often do, and then it said, Fuse ODG follows you. So, yes.
It's nice when it's a surprise one like that. It wasn't that a notification came up, said Fuse ODG, and you're like, hang on a minute. Is this Fuse ODG, or is this someone just writing Fuse ODG, and you click on it, and it's not?
It's not. It's a girl in Dunstable who quite likes Fuse ODG, but has decided to call herself that on Twitter.
Yeah, I hate that. You know when you think you're being followed by a famous, and it
happens
like,
all the time. My best one is you get Harry Styles a lot, or like any of One Direction, any popular band. It's like, oh, okay, they're following me.
Yeah, it's like display picture checks out.
Oh, Chris Martin is following you. Oh, he's not. No,
it's when it's someone like not as big as Harry Styles, and you're like, hang on a minute, surely, like, why are they doing that? And it's disappointment. But Fuse ODG is not following me.
Is Louisa Zisman really following me? Oh, no, it's not. Someone else pretended to be her.
But Fuse ODG's following you, man.
I know. Also, have you seen the video for Dangerous Love?
No.
Right, check it out. So he is doing the dance with a lady who I believe is called Tina, right? He's, like, such a dude. But he's doing that dance where we go and do, like, all our prank stuff. It's where we walk to Radio 1 every single day.
Oh, right.
Right? Look in the video.
Near Stupid Street.
Yeah, right near Stupid Street. Like, when I walk that way, which I do every day, why is Fuse ODG, who's following me, never there, doing the dance?
Well, maybe he is. Maybe he is actually following you in real life
Nothing that exciting ever happens. Look at the video. It's exactly
I'm
the
right.
Turn left at Stupid Street.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Ease Air by Kasabian on Radio 1. Connor Jones has got the same problem. Sean Paul follows him, no Fuse. Fuse ODG is following me.
Yeah, it's just like, it just popped up on my Twitter now, Nick Clegg's following you.
What?
Just clicked on it, not Nick Clegg.
Oh.
That suggests someone else is...
Why would you do that? Dom's been on, had exactly the same thing. He was like, oh, Paul Potts is following me, not the real one.
No, an imposter.
Remember Paul Potts?
Yeah.
Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Had a film made about him, starring James Corden. Mm. Went to see it at the cinema. It's good.
I'm jealous of the Fuse ODG loving that you seem to be having with him, though, because I talk really highly of him as well, and he doesn't follow me.
I just met him recently, and he's a cool dude. Right, so the David Beckham programme was on last night, where David Beckham has a gap year, and they put it on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all done it. Well, I haven't, but a lot of people have. But he hasn't done it until now. And it was him. Where was he going? Was he in the Amazon?
Yes.
And, I mean, lots of things happened. There's a lot of drama, as we warned you about yesterday. We gave you a little spoiler.
As you can see, literally in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, snake.
Where?
Oh, boy.
That poisonous.
Oh, my God.
It's a poisonous snake. Oh, my God. Mm. But he's fine.
Of course he's going to be fine. Yeah, we would have heard about it if he...
Yeah,
if he
we wasn't. Would have heard about it. But that was done last night. And... Also, there was an interesting bit. I have watched it again, by the way. I was listening to my own documentary.
I wasn't sure if you would admit to watching it. I knew you would end up watching it.
I watched a little bit of it after my documentary on Radio 1 had finished.
Right.
About making the football song with Five Sauce, which you can get on the BBC Radio iPlayer app. Listen again. But I did watch a bit. And Beckham was explaining football to a stranger, one of the tribes.
Oh, this
tribesmen in the Amazon. And he was saying it's really weird going somewhere where nobody knew he was. That must be strange for him because everyone knows David Beckham.
Right.
Not so much in the Amazon, not so big in the game there. But listen to the slightly dad way he's explaining football to this guy.
My job for many years was to play soccer. Soccer is a football and there's 11 players on each team. And there's two goals and you have to kick the ball in the other team's goal.
I mean, it's a real beginner's guide. Actually, this is something I could use use on Friday, I think, during our alternative commentary.
Yeah, do you think it helps you?
I'm going to actually clip this up to remind me what football is.
My job for many years was to play soccer. Okay. Soccer is a football. And there's 11 players, on each team. And there's two goals. Mm-hmm. And you have to kick the ball in the other team's goal.
It sounds like that...
one time at Band Camp.
I'm writing that down though, because me and Chris, I don't know how, but we're doing the World Cup alternative commentary on Friday night on the BBC Red Button. So if you don't want to hear the proper commentators on the BBC on BBC One, press Red Button and you'll get our commentary.
Mm, it's for the Spain Netherlands match.
Now, we do need to be aware of a hazard that happens quite a lot, especially during these alternative World Cup things that we're doing, these two commentaries, because we're doing two matches, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Let's not try and slip into, you know, the accent of the team that we're talking about accidentally.
Oh, right. You mean, so it is hard to do, though, isn't it? I mean, like Beckham demonstrated there, when you try and talk to someone from, you know, someone with a different accent, it is actually very hard to not slightly adopt their accent.
And I don't want to fall into this trap on Friday when we do the alternative commentary, because I do pick up accents really quickly. Like when I'm in America, I'll like start speaking like that.
So and sorry, like, sorry. So when you see a Spanish team play football,
I think they will do that.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes.
Right.
A little bit. Also, do you remember when Chris Lilley was on, or any Australians? Like when Five Sauce are on, I'm like, oh yeah, they'd be nice.
Yeah.
It's just happens.
Yeah, you get it really bad.
I do get it bad, and this is what I'm worried about. I don't want this to happen on Friday. I certainly don't want to be doing Dutch. Do you remember when Joey Barton did that French accent? After his debut for Marseille.
As I said yesterday, I make one tackle and all everybody speak about is this tackle. Nobody speaks about the 50-yard pass that kills Balmon and it causes a red card for him. And nobody talks about the shot that Landru would have been happy to see, you know.
You say,
never mind, have a chance to save it. So for me, it's important that people speak about the qualities I bring as a footballer, and I'm a little bit bored, you know, from the English media, mm-hmm. and hopefully the French has more about it than the English media and concentrate on that.
It's just crazy. It's too far.
Loads of people are saying that Beckham sounds like Jonah off of Tonga. He does a bit.
As you can see, literally in the middle of nowhere.
Listen.
My job for many years was to play soccer. Soccer is football.
Jonah from Tonga?
Yeah.
Was it McLaren when he went to the Dutch club as well?
Yes. What club was that? Wasn't that FC Twente?
FC Twente. So he went Dutch.
I sort of knew when I came here and Champions League, Liverpool or Arsenal. I thought maybe one of them we would draw, and it is Arsenal. I think one of the toughest teams in the draw, and I think it will be very, very difficult for our players.
It's going to be so hard to not do.
Experience. We have a young team, and to experience big games. Mm.
See, this is going to happen to me, it really is. Especially if there's like the manager, from the Spanish manager on, and we're talking over the top of him, I'll be like... Do you remember this went off when MasterChef went to Barcelona?
Oh, this was quite recent, wasn't it?
Mm. And they had... it was like down to the wire, and they had these three guest judges on who were like top chefs and restaurateurs in Spain. But here's my question. They're obviously speaking in Spanish, and the translator is translating what they're saying into English, but why are they doing it in a Spanish accent? Listen to this.
To add to the pressure, Adria is being joined by Cristian Escriba and his other close friend, Spanish gastronomy guru Rosa Torres.
Cooking for Ferran is a great challenge. It's difficult. It's not easy.
That's ridiculous.
Why are you speaking in the Spanish accent? You're doing it in English.
How do you surprise Ferran? He's done everything. You understand? You can't use a technique Ferran doesn't know about.
Why can't they just sound English? Just because the people in the show are Spanish, you don't have to do Spanish.
You have to have passion and love, but this is a result of good technique. I'm hungry. Tell you the truth, I've been told so much about cooking. Let's eat.
Why are they doing that?
Oh, God. It's going to be me on Friday. The Scott Mills Daily. Just sound like my cold's getting worse. It's been a week now.
No, you're still moaning.
No, I don't feel bad. I just feel like I'm making not.
I think you're fine.
Okay, good. Hey, listen, so... Last night at midnight was the last chance to download Hearts Upon Our Sleeve, the football song that I made with 5 Seconds of Summer. I've been talking about it a lot over the last few weeks, but notice there's been an absence of it today. I've hardly mentioned it.
Well, I mean, everyone who could download it has downloaded it now, right?
It's now vanished from the Radio 1 website, yeah.
Right.
So, I've got the download figures in. This is a free download for people to keep on their phones or on their computer if they liked the song.
Now, if I remember right, when you first set out this project, you wanted to make the greatest, a song better than Pitbull.
Yeah.
That was the aim. And then it suddenly turned into a proper song. And then it got loads of views. I seem to remember the video got loads and loads of views, so it was then decided it would now be a download and people could download it.
I don't know what the final, at the moment, what the YouTube figures are for the video.
I mean, it's about half a million.
Jeez.
Which is an incredible amount of views, but I'm still amazed that you managed to create a song that people could actually download and would want to download.
Wow. Not to build this up or anything, but...
What were we aiming for? What was the aim?
I wanted to break 50k yesterday.
Right, and I don't think you would have done that.
Bearing in mind that in the UK last week, Sam Smith, which was the number two track in the UK, sold 57,090 copies to make him number two. Obviously, this is a global download, but that was in the UK.
Right.
Okay, so 57,000 to make number two in the UK. I can reveal that 5 Seconds of Summer featuring Scott Mills, Hearts Upon Our Sleeve, had 57,023 downloads. Isn't that incredible?
That's all right, isn't it?
That's all right.
That's actually good.
Like, we might have even got into the charts if we were allowed.
Yeah.
I'm really pleased with that, and I'm really pleased that you liked the song. My aim was to make the perfect football single better than Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull, and I believe that we achieved that with lots of people's help. If you want to get the documentary, the making of, it's still on the BBC iPlayer.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Chubbs is coming in about 15 minutes. Oh. Charlie Slough, Fat Tuesday, on its way.
Do you know what? You missed him last week, didn't you? Because you weren't here last Tuesday.
Yeah.
He did say he missed you, but you know, the week before he did say that he was on a diet now, so we were going to have to rename Fat Tuesday in his honour.
Okay. Well, let's see how that's going. In about 10-15 minutes,
I think
when
it was off last week, to be brutally honest.
What, the diet?
Yeah, I think he said it was off. He'd
right.
had enough of it.
Just kind of caved in, did he?
But I think you should encourage him with it. I think you should, you know, you're someone who does quite a few diets, aren't you?
I'm willing to support him. Let's find out what he's got to say at 3:40. Hey, you know, sometimes we talk about this a lot. You watch things that you know are going to annoy you, but you watch them anyway.
I do.
Give me an example.
No, because then it's going to be something that really annoys me, isn't it? I'm going to say...
And then you will watch it again. Go on.
Okay, shall I say the one that you know that annoys me quite a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a video that I go to every now and then. It's from a big weekend a couple of years ago, and it's a video of Vernon Kay doing a dance called The Running Man
on
to
stage.
LMFAO.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It
just winds me up. I really don't know why.
But often I come into the office and I'll be like, what are you watching? I'm Vernon Kay doing The Running Man. Why? Because it annoys you? Or why do you watch if it annoys you?
I don't know. It's like I'll follow some people on Twitter just because they annoy me.
I've got a brilliant one for you after 3:30, your new one. This will be the new one you watch.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Doesn't look like me or the band are going to Brazil.
Has that been confirmed now? Or?
No, not confirmed. It's just that FIFA haven't got back to us. I said to Ashton on Twitter yesterday, are you up for going to Brazil? Because J-Lo's cancelled to open the World Cup with our football song.
Yep.
He's put, listen, if your booty looks as good as J-Lo's in spandex, we're up for it. And it doesn't. I mean, I could do a few lunges, but
well,
I've got 2 days.
Yeah, that sounds like a flat no from them.
From who?
From 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh, what, because my ass doesn't look good in spandex?
Yes. Well, not that I know, I just mean
He said if yours does, so... I mean, I don't want to show anyone. It looks like it's off anyway. FIFA haven't been on. But they're missing a trick. Pitbull on his own. You can have me and 5 Seconds of Summer. What are you doing? That's all right. They'll regret it. Right, so this new thing that'll annoy you. Will you watch it tonight for me, please?
Well, why are you just trying to find something that annoys... That's so you, that is. Just try to find something to annoy me. That you're not coming here saying, look, Chris, I found something you really like.
I do that sometimes, but I know you so well that I know when I see something on TV or I see a video on YouTube, I'm like, that'll really annoy Chris. Because right. I just know... I don't even know why it annoys you, but I know that it will annoy you.
Yeah, and you take great pleasure in that. So what have you got for me?
Okay. I know what you mean about Twitter people as well. I don't know why. It's just funny to see you annoyed. I really enjoy
it. Here's the thing. I'm going to level with you. I follow a couple of people on Twitter that really annoy me. Okay? Right? I follow them.
The reason I do it is not to be mean. It just makes me laugh when you're annoyed.
But the big problem I have here is however much I'd like to, I can't say who they are.
No.
Because... let's say one of these people that I follow because they annoy me tweets very often, and I don't know why. Because it's not that I enjoy reading their tweets; it just genuinely it just annoys me, and I can't explain it. But I work with him.
Oh, is it me?
No, it's not you. It's not you. But I work with this person. I shouldn't have said him. Maybe I work with this person, so I obviously don't want to say who it is because it's going to be really awkward. When
is it a DJ?
And I'm going to leave it as that.
Is it a DJ?
I'm not saying anything more than that.
Okay.
Emily in London says, I'm totally with you on following people on Twitter that annoy you. There's one person that pretends to be Carrie Bradshaw of Sex and the City. Dreadful and so annoying, but I just can't stop, even though it annoys me. So here's the new thing. I want you to watch it. It's on iPlayer. It's a BBC Three documentary presented by Tiger Drew Honey. Do you remember him? He was Jake in Outnumbered.
Yes.
He was 11 then. He's now 18. And you know that his mum and dad... used to appear in some movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His dad, Ben Dover, not real name, and his mum called Lindsay.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously, in their household, from a very young age, I imagine for him, it's just everything is allowed to be talked about. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, when you're talking about in front of your mum, or they hear you, or you think, oh, that's going to be awkward if I have to discuss that.
Yep.
Not for Tiger Drew Honey, because like, it's just. He can talk to his dad or mum about anything.
Cool.
And I think that's great that that's out in the open like that, because a lot
great.
Of people don't have that. So the first show that he did on BBC Three was about the porn industry. Parents both have previous with that. And then the one I watched, which I think you will really annoy but you, is it's Tiger Drew Honey Takes on Love.
Right.
Okay. And I was watching this the other day. I really enjoyed it. It's like a proper decent documentary for young people. But I know that it was going to annoy you, and I don't know why. There's one on body image coming up as well, which I think is also going to be very good. So imagine the start of the show, they're talking about how many young people find relationships online now, and like you don't just go out to a bar or a club anymore. A lot of people are on Tinder or other dating apps, and that's how you find love, and you just meet up with them.
Right.
Okay? And he said that, you know, that's always been the case in his generation, which is true.
Yes.
So at the start of the show, he is already seeing a girl. And he seems to be cool with her and she really likes him. Then this happens.
I really like you, Libby.
I really like you too.
But I think we should see other people.
Wait, what do you mean by that? Like, why?
Well, because I want to see other people. You all right?
All right, so then he gets rid of her on TV. And then...
oh, no.
And then he's like, well, everyone's doing it on these dating apps, so... I'm going to ask out loads of people now that I've got rid of her.
Rachel, would you go on a date with me?
Yeah.
You want to go on a date tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. So he's now going on as many dates as he can.
Just because he can.
I'm going to go on as many dates as I can.
Oh,
yes.
Don't say it like that.
I pick the venue. But come on, there's music, mood lighting, warm beer in plastic cups. Also, I'm amazing at this game. So what's not to love?
Oh, I can see. Yes,
how are you feeling now?
Yeah, he's very confident.
He's a very confident young man, isn't he?
Right.
So I just want you to watch that tonight and report back to me. And if your cringe glands flare up a little bit, or if you get really annoyed and have to switch it off, will you text me and we can then come back at this time tomorrow and discuss it?
You told me off before where I've got really angry and then just gone on Twitter and said what I'm angry about. You've told me I've had to rein that in slightly.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you think this will be another case, because I got a little bit annoyed at a man called Sepp Blatter last night.
Yeah, she did, didn't you? Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
But that's all fine, yeah. But you're saying I should maybe just rein it in and talk to you about it tomorrow.
Yeah, just get it out there tomorrow.
I'm going to go on as many dates as I can. I pick the venue. But come on, there's music, mood lighting, warm beer in plastic cups. Also, I'm amazing at this game, so what's not to love?
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
The Scott Mills Daily. Charlie Sloth. We're going to get to real or no real in a minute. You playing that song on One Extra?
Yes, a big record.
Big.
Do you know you're sending people out for things that don't exist?
Yeah.
Someone who works on our show, I sent them out for a long stand. They were gone for an hour and a half. I'm not joking. They come back. I was like, they ain't got a long stand. Get me a long wait.
Yeah. Oh, I like the old school ones.
Yeah.
Any others?
Tartan paint.
Yeah.
Bubbles for the spirit level. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. Love those old ones. The new ones haven't reached one extra yet. Yeah. Despite it being the home of cutting edge R&B and hip hop.
Yeah.
Oi, Charlie.
What?
Coming up to World Cup, innit?
Sick, cuz.
Now listen, Friday night.
Yeah.
Me and Scott are doing the alternative commentary.
I can't wait for that.
On the red button.
I've been talking about it on my show. I can't wait for it.
You're going to be watching it on your 60-inch, yeah?
102.
No, it's not. You told me it was... Oh, it is 102, yeah. Yeah, sorry. I was getting confused when we were in your bathroom.
I've actually got a cinema room now, which is 200 inches, but we won't talk about that.
Because... Is it like...
11,000 lumens.
What?
11,000 lumens is of
it
light.
One of them, is it
lumens.
One of them ones that's got like the lights behind it and it like it changes with the colour?
No.
Or are they out now?
No, that's old school.
Oi, Charlie, other news as well. Fuse ODG's following Scott on Twitter.
Oh, Fuse ODG is following me. Blazing! Look at him, following me. How good is that?
But you know what? He's one of the nicest guys in the industry.
I know. I saw it. I met him the other day. He was like, Scotty, Azee! Proper love him. Slightly obsessed. We need to get him on the show. He'll be good on bingo.
He would be good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ow!
Big man ting!
Yeah. How's that diet going?
What diet?
You said you were on it two weeks ago.
It was a while ago, Charlie. Yeah. It was 2 weeks ago.
It kind of ended the next day.
All right, well. Well done, though.
Thanks for that.
What'd you lose?
A couple of quid.
It's Charlie Slough on Real or No Real.
While filming the Harry Potter films, Helena Bonham Carter stuck her wand in Matthew Lewis's ear and burst his eardrum.
Oh, I hate things like that.
Why would she do that?
Just for lols.
Would you have licked the one before? You know, like a, you know, like where you do your finger and...
That's horrible.
I know, it is horrible, yeah. But what, is that like a joke that actors do on a Harry Potter set?
I'll lick my wand and stick it in your ear.
Do you know what I mean? No, it's,
So
Helena Bonham Carter. Can't imagine it, though, can you? Because she's a well-trained, well-spoken actress, isn't she?
Yeah, but I reckon sometimes, you know, like, even doing that film will get boring. I mean, there'll be a lot of downtime where they're waiting for, you know, like them to change the set or other people to do their scenes. Yeah. So, you know, just go ahead and burst Neville Longbottom's eardrum, why don't you?
Also, she's gone way too far with that. Do you know what I mean?
It's a joke that's gone wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she spoils it for everyone now. But real or no real?
Charlie?
I'm going to have to say no real on this one. I just can't see it happening.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Wow.
Oh, really?
That is spiteful.
Poor guy went deaf for a couple of days afterwards. Helena was very apologetic. Ooh. She didn't mean it. She just took it too far, didn't she? And next.
Ready for Your Love hitmaker Emenike was a volunteer at the London 2012 Olympics and still wears his official Games Maker commemorative watch on stage.
I didn't know you got a watch for that, for being a volunteer at the London 2012. I know you got a T-shirt.
Hmm. I didn't know about the watch, but I would wear it all times. I would be very proud. Emenike off of Ready for Your Love.
Ready for Your Love.
I missed the Olympics, you know, when it was...
Gave it 2 years ago.
Yeah, but, yeah, you can't reminisce, can you? It was a good time, I thought.
Good time.
2 years ago, that's gone so fast.
I know, innit?
Wow.
Time moves fast, man.
It does.
But don't worry about it, because the Olympians are all still getting into clubs.
Can they still get into clubs with the gold medals?
I'd quite like to test it out again. Probably, yeah, I think. Once you've got a gold, fine. Yeah. Bronze, not so much.
Is it real gold, though? Is the medal real gold?
I don't know. No, I doubt it's like chocolate
coins.
But solid gold.
Solid chocolate.
So I could shot that for a couple of quid still. Because, you know, they're not going to be earning peas forever, are they?
No, but it's a bit low. What he's saying is they're not going to be earning money forever because of the nature of their business. So what they could do is cash their gold.
Yeah.
Cash for gold.
One shot.
In their medal. but I don't know. I think if you won an Olympic medal, it would be a bit...
Cash converters, is that what you're saying?
It's a shame sending that off on the post, isn't it?
Cash converters. Yeah. And they all go in there. I've got this gold medal, 2012. What does it get me? I want cash. Emenike still wears his Games Maker watch, real or no real?
I'd like to think so. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real, because I've heard he's making a lot of money and he's wearing Rolexes.
That one is no real.
There you go.
Well, I still know the jingle to cash converters.
And next. In hockey matches, if one team doesn't arrive on the pitch in time, the game starts without them.
What?
Wow.
I don't see how that can happen, because surely it's just they're both on the pitch, then the whistle blows, and then they're off.
Because half-time isn't strict 15 minutes, I don't think.
It is.
Well, it's not in football, is it?
It is.
Well, so if someone really was like a minute late or 30 seconds late...
They don't wait for you.
They do wait for you, but it's very strict in terms of time.
Right, but if you're late...
You're told what time you need to be back out on the pitch.
If you're late, then it's more than 15 minutes, though, isn't it?
Huh?
So they will wait for me, let's say, if it's Scott Mills' time and I was late.
They'll wait for you, but there must be some kind of repercussion.
Is there someone, like, afterwards that I haven't given you a talking to?
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to say no real on this one.
I'm going to say real. It's a
that
weird
one
old game.
Is real.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Really?
It happened at the weekend at the Women's Hockey World Cup.
Really?
Belgium took longer than allowed for their half-time break, and the referee allowed Korea to start without them.
God, it must have been chaos.
I know. But what about this? Is this real or not?
Sir Elton John was the first person to ride an escalator in Wales at the opening of a shopping centre in Cardiff in 1978.
What an honour.
I mean, you would get Elton John, though, wouldn't you? Someone like that.
To ride the... what's this? The first person to ride an escalator in Wales. So this
in
must
Wales.
Have been one of the first escalators in Wales.
Mm.
Must be.
In Cardiff.
You're more a lift man yourself, aren't you, Charlie?
I am. Actually, I was in Barcelona this weekend, and there was this lift jet, and I swear it was like operated by strings. And it looked like there was a man at the top of the lift pulling the strings.
Really?
And there was one moment we was in the lift, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and do you know it like dropped the floor? I'm not joking, the lift, it was moving at like 3 miles an hour, and it got from the 7th to the 5th within like seconds. It went, whoom!
Well, you know where that was, don't you?
Why?
Because he got weight in it.
I was going
to... Oh, gosh!
Oh, God. So, what are you doing in Barcelona? A bit of sightseeing, is it?
A bit of gigging.
Oh, was it a zoo?
It was a safari, cuz.
Was it?
Was it?
Yeah.
I like watching your tweets because often I'll be back coming back from a student gig or something, and it'll be like, "Crawley was a zoo."
we need to attend one of his zoos.
You need to come.
I want to go to a zoo.
I want you guys to come to Iron Napa this year.
What will happen at a Charlie Slough gig apart from you wearing all the chains and that and looking like well-armed with punters? Yeah. Like doing hip hop.
You get a
signals.
Photo with Charlie at his gig, similar to when you go meet Santa at a garden centre.
It is a bit like
sit
that,
on
isn't
the
it?
Knee.
Sit on the knee and have a picture taken.
Never,
only
never sitting on the knee. Cause.
They look like they are. It's like Santa with gold.
Really? That is so rude.
It is. It looks like they're sat on your knee.
Anyway,
can we
real.
Come? Can we
yeah,
come?
Come to Iron Apple.
Mm.
That'd be really good.
Real.
Elton John, first person to ride escalator.
Show's finishing.
No real.
Okay, good.
That one is no real.
No, right? Not at all.
I smashed you, cos.
They had
did,
escalators
actually,
way
yeah.
before that. At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got nothing. Charlie got 30.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, how embarrassing. Remember, the video of Innuendo Bingo with Calabro is now on the Radio 1 YouTube channel, and so is my football song if you haven't watched it yet. We're back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1, and don't forget Bingo on Thursday with Ella Henderson. Stop.